to gather around our computers again tonight and learn about the truth of God.
让我们再一次聚集在我们的电脑前，能够来学习神的真理。
We're thankful that the Spirit of God is not bound by time and space and even by limited technology.
我们很高兴，因为神的真理不受时间、空间，甚至不受技术的约束。
And so we've come this evening not so much to hear a man, we have come to hear the Spirit of God speak to our hearts.
主啊，我们来不是来听人讲，我们今晚是要敞开心听圣灵的教导。
And we would pray that you will open the understanding of each of us that we might be able to not only hear but to comprehend your truth.
主啊，您开我们的心，能够不但今天能听见，更能明白领受这些真理。
And then we pray, Lord, that we will be humble and obedient enough to follow the truth that you reveal to us.
主啊，求您使我们有谦卑的心，顺服这属灵的真理。
We thank you for each one who's tuned in, Lord, and our prayer is that the blessing of God in a very general but wonderful sense will be upon each one of us.
主啊，我们也为每一位来的人感恩，求您带着我们每一位，在圣灵的那统一的带领下，能够明白这些真理。
You are a good God, and we pray that you will speak to each of us according to our need, and that the blessing of God might rest upon each one of us.
主啊，也求您就我们每一个人的需要来引导教导我们，开我们的心，能使我们领受这需要的真理。
So we give thanks now and turn to you for blessing in Jesus' name we pray.
主啊，我们就把这交在您的手中求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Thank you. Greetings to everyone today.
欢迎我们来的每一位。
During the past week, Brother Long received two questions, scriptural questions.
那过去两周呢，我们收到了一两个的问题，关于属灵啊，关于圣灵的。
These are good questions, and it's on the topic of which we are looking at, the Holy Spirit. So I thought we might take those questions up tonight.
那这是很好的问题，而且就是和圣灵的我们的主题相关，所以我们今晚呢，先花一点时间呢，把这两个问题解释一下。
The first question is found in Acts chapter 2 and verse 17.
第一个问题呢，在使徒行传的二章的十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 17.
使徒行传二章十七节。
And it came to pass, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions.Your old men shall dream dreams.
那神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
Now to understand a verse of scripture, one of the most important things we need to do is look at the context.
那为了明白一节圣经呢，有一个很重要的事情我们要做，就是看上下文。
Context is everything.
那上下文如何强调都不为过。
And to understand the meaning of this verse, we have to look at the events that preceded it.
所以我们要理解这一节呢，要看一下在这之前发生的那件事。
Some extremely important events.Had taken place over the last few years in Israel.
那有一些很重要的事件呢， 在这之前的几年呢，在以色列发生了。
Israel itself was a nation that was chosen by God to carry his name to the world.
以色列呢，作为一个国家呢，被神拣选来向全地显扬神的名。
Israel was a special nation chosen by God.
以色列是一个特别的国度呢，被神拣选的。
And the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, came as the incarnate Messiah according to all the Old Testament prophecies.
那耶稣呢，自己就是那道成肉身的弥赛亚，来完成旧约先知们指向他的预言。
And so in Bethlehem's manger was born the King of Israel.
所以在伯利恒的马槽呢，诞生了以色列的王。
And we learn that as he offered himself to the nation, and he offered the promised kingdom to the nation.
然后呢，他也把自己向这个国家提供了，也就是他献上了，也想呢把他要带来的国度呢给到这个以色列这个国家。
His first message to the nation was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
所以他最初传讲的信息对这个国家就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
But eventually the nation would reject the king.
所以最终呢，这个国呢却拒绝了他的王。
And as a result of that rejection of the king, the kingdom itself was postponed.
正是因为以色列人拒绝了他们的王，所以国度本身呢也被推迟了。
Israel as a nation is set aside.
以色列呢作为一个国家呢就先被放到一边了。
But what the Lord rises from the dead.
之后呢，耶稣从死里复活。
The resurrection proves that the sacrifice that the Savior made upon Calvary's cross was to the complete satisfaction of God the Father.
那耶稣的复活证实了他在十字架上付上的罪的代价完全被公义的神所悦纳了，足够了。
And though Israel rejected their Messiah, their King, and the kingdom was set aside, the purposes of God were fulfilled in that he became the Savior now of all mankind.
所以正是因为以色列呢，他拒绝了他们的王，他被先撇到一边，但是呢，因此呢，神的旨意却奇妙地成就了，也就是呢，他成了全地所有人的救主。
And so now, 50 days later,
现在呢，五十天之后了。
After his resurrection,
在他复活之后五十天。
On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的那一天。
There were those few there that had trusted him.During his lifetime ministry.
所以那里有几个人信靠他，有一些人信靠他在他地上服侍的这段时间里。
And he told them to stay in Jerusalem until they would be empowered by the Holy Spirit whom he would baptize them with.
因为耶稣告诉他们要待在耶路撒冷啊，直到他应许给他们的圣灵啊，从上而来，赐给他们能力啊。要他们受圣灵的洗。
And there the little company, all 120 of them all gathered together that day. And when we read in Acts chapter 2 verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
所以从本章啊，使徒行传二章一节我们看到，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。所以这时候呢，120个门徒呢聚集在一起啊，那他们来领受神的圣灵。
And the Lord Jesus is now glorified at God's right hand, and the Father sends the promise of the Spirit.
这时候耶稣呢是坐在荣耀的父神的右边，然后父神呢把应许的圣灵拆下来。
And it's amazing what happened there that day.
很神奇啊，那天发生的事情是很令人吃惊的。
Because those tongues of fire that came down and remained on each one of those disciples.
那像火焰一样的这个舌头都降下啊，然后停在每个人身上。
The nation had just rejected and killed their king.
你要知道，这个国家刚刚拒绝也杀了他们的王。
It's as though they had spit in the face of God himself.
就好像呢，他们直接把唾沫吐在神的脸上一样。
They said, we will not have this man to reign over us.
他们都说我们不要这个王，不要这个人来统治我们。
And so when those tongues of fire came down, they could have easily and justly been tongues of the fire of judgment.
所以这样的一个火焰降下呢，也完全可以成为一个审判的火焰的。
And that city that witnessed the crucifixion of their God, the Creator God, it could have licked up the very stones of that city and left it a charred ruin.
所以这个国这个城啊，他们目睹了耶稣基督的这个受难啊，被钉十字架。完全可以有充足的理由被神定罪审判。
And God would have been justified in doing so.
那神如此做也完全是公义的。
But instead, marvelous grace, instead he sends the Holy Spirit down and those tongues, they unite and purify those few believers in Jerusalem.
那神呢，因着他巨大的恩典啊，他把这圣灵赐下，就降在当时的这一小群的信徒身上。
And in the giving of the Holy Spirit, God was giving, offering life to the entire world.
那借着赐给他们圣灵呢，神就把生命啊这样的一个选项啊，永恒的生命就赐给了地上所有的人了。
He was offering a new relationship with God entirely.
所以他呢给到了一个人与神一个全新的关系。
Now there was going to be a new dispensation.
这就是我们所说的一个新的时代的开始。
Instead of judgment, God in grace is now making a new way of dealing with man.
那不但没有审判，神却在他的恩典里开启了一个新的时代，一个新的方式。
He's dealing with man in grace.
他要处理呢，对待人的处理方式是用恩典的方式了。
And he said, as they had crucified the second person of the Trinity, he in grace sends down the third person of the Trinity.
所以人在悖逆里呢，钉死了第二个位格的神，神却在恩典里呢，把第三个位格的神赐下来。
And he ushers in the age of grace now.
那从那时候到现在呢，已经是上几千年的、几百年的恩典啊。
And the Holy Spirit now is the agent whereby God is calling sinners to himself through faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那也神也借着圣灵呢，有如此长的两千年的时间来呼召人呢，呼唤人呢，回到耶稣基督的救恩里去。
And it all come through that little company surrounded that day And they were all baptized into one body.
那这都是因着那一天那一小群的人他们一起受洗进入了一个身体而来的。
Because God's great plan, the mystery hidden from the ages, he is now unfolding because it'll be the birth of the church, which is the body of Christ, his bride.
那神的恩典啊就此显明出来因为他的新娘也就是教会在那一天呢就成立了。
Now, the coming of the Holy Spirit was accompanied by various signs.
那圣灵的降下呢是有许多的异象啊来伴随的。
We read in verse 2 that there was a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind.
第二节我们看见呢有一像一阵大风吹过这样的一个异象。
And then it says there was the sight. There was the tongues of fire, verse 3, that came and divided and sat upon each one of them.
第三节呢又有像火焰那样的舌头分开落在他们身上。
And then there was the miracle of the gift of tongues that day.
以及呢那一天许多人开始有方言的神迹。
The purpose of which it was, we read in verse 11, that Cretans and Arabs, and he lists about 14 other tongues and dialects before that, but he says, we hear them speaking in our own tongues, the wonderful works of God.
那第十一节呢克里特和阿拉伯人都听见他们前面还有十几个都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲说神的大作为。
That sign was for communicating those wonderful works, what God is doing, the grace of God.
这样方言的恩赐呢神迹呢是要来与人交流神的大作为的。
And now what was the reaction?
那这个回应是什么呢
people must have heard the sound, a mighty rushing wind, and yet the leaves on the trees weren't moving. They heard the sound, they must have come running to hear or to see this what was taking place.
所以周围的人呢会被吸引来他们听见了风声他们听见人在说话他们就想来看一看到底发生了什么。
In verse 6 it says, and when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused.
第六节说呢这声音一响众人都聚集然后呢大家很甚纳闷。
And, because they heard, every one of them heard themone of the disciples speak in their own language.
因为他们听见了门徒们都可以用他们的地方话来说话。
And in verse 12, we read their reaction was they were amazed, but they were perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean?
十二节说众人就都惊讶猜疑啊彼此说这是什么意思呢
This was something entirely strange to them, and they were wondering what it could mean that we heard the wonderful works of God in our language. And the men, they're uneducated Galileans.
对他们就会问这到底什么意思呢他们用我们的地方话来说神的作为但他们却不过就是加利利来的普通人。
That is, the disciples were just uneducated uneducated Galileans. The disciples were.
那这些门徒也都是从加利利来的普通人，没有受过教育。
But there were others there that day that perhaps they didn't hear their own language being spoken, or they didn't arrive in time, or something. But they said, "Oh, they're just making a lot of gibberish. They're drunk."
那甚至有人呢也许他没有看见前面的神迹或者方言 他们就讥诮说他们无非是新酒灌满了。
So now Peter, with boldness, stands up and he explains what is taking place.
所以彼得呢，在他的勇敢里，他就站起来来解释到底发生了什么。
The Lord Jesus, before he had left from heaven, had explained everything to his disciples.
耶稣呢，他离开的时候，他把一切呢都解释给了他的门徒听。
He had told them, "Don't leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high."
他说不要离开耶路撒冷，除非直到你们得着从上来的能力。
And then you'll be my witnesses.
然后你就可以成为我的见证。
And so when Peter stands up, he has full knowledge of what this phenomenon was.
所以彼得站起来，因为他知道这刚才发生的这件大事到底是什么意思。
Peter tells them that it's a manifestation of the promised Spirit of God.
因为彼得告诉他们呢，是有一个应许要来的圣灵啊，这时候显明了。
Now Peter knew that it was promised by the Lord Jesus himself, and he knew that Jesus would be the one who would baptize them.
那耶稣知道，这个是耶稣，彼得知道，这个是耶稣应许的，耶稣也是那一位呢，施洗的，要给整个教会施洗。
But as listeners there that day, they wouldn't understand that.
但是那些听众呢，他们当时不明白。
But one thing they would understand is the Old Testament scriptures.
但他们有一样他们能明白，就是他们当时手上的旧约圣经。
And the Old Testament prophets had prophesied in a number of places that in the end of time, at the end of the days, the Lord would pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
那旧约圣经呢，有先知们都提到过很多次，就是在末后的日子呢，神要把他的灵浇灌下来。
Okay, let's turn then, to some of these passages. It's worth our while to actually look at them.
所以这里呢，我们有值得呢回去看一下，讲到这样的应许的旧约经文有哪一些。
This was their expectation of the Lord himself. When the Messiah would come, he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
这是弥赛亚要来跟他相关的应许和期望之一啊，就是当他来的时候，神的灵会被浇灌下来。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 36.
我们先看第一处啊，以西结书的36章。
Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 24.
以西结书36章的24节。
Ezekiel here is prophesying about the renewal of Israel at the end of days.
以西结在这呢，想要预言的是最终呢，以色列在末后的日子要被更新。
Ezekiel was the prophet of the dispersion when the nation of Israel was taken captive into Babylon.
以西结讲到的这个以色列人呢，他们当时最终是要先被掳啊，掳到巴比伦去。
And he says in verse 24, we'll read from verse 24 to verse 28.
到28节。
For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean.I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments to do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people.
24节, 我必从各国收取你们, 从列邦聚集你们, 引导你们归回本地, 我必用清水洒在你们身上, 你们就洁净了, 我要洁净你们, 使你们脱离一切的污秽, 丢掉一切的偶像, 我要赐给你们一个新心, 将心灵放在你们里面, 又从你们的肉体中除掉实心, 赐给你们肉心, 我必将我的灵放在你们里面, 使你们顺从我的律例, 谨守我的典章, 你们必住在我所赐给你们列祖之地, 你们要做我的子民, 我要做你们的神。
Here we see the prophecy of the nation of Israel being brought back. It is not a prophecy for the church.
注意, 这是给到犹太人, 作为一个国度, 他们的应许, 不是给到, 教会的, 所以犹太人最终会归回。
The church was a mystery that was hidden in God and was not revealed until the New Testament times.
所以教会呢, 在旧约是一个隐藏的奥秘, 啊, 直到新约启示出来呢, 我们才能从旧约里看见的影子。
And so the Jewish expectation was that though they would be scattered all over the world, God is going to bring them back into the land, verse 24.
所以24节的意思就是, 即便犹太人呢, 会被, 赶散在各地, 神也最终把他们带回来。
We're beginning to see that now in Israel. They're coming back in unbelief.
那我们已经看见了在以色列呢, 开始部分的应验, 今天的以色列就建国了, 但是是不信的。
It isn't the time, the time is not fully come yet when they will all go back to Israel.
所以所有全都回以色列的这个时刻呢, 至今还没有到, 啊, 还在一个进行的过程中。
And just to show that this is a promise to the Jew, verse 28 says, Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, I will be their God.
28节, 你们必住在我们所赐给你们列祖之地, 你们要做我的子民, 我要做你们的神。
What was the land that was given to their fathers? The land of Israel.
给他们的父的地是什么呢? 就是以色列, 迦南地。
Also, if you turn to the next chapter, chapter 37.
我们往后翻一章, 翻到37章。
And there's the prophecy of the dry bones.
这就是枯骨的预言啊。
We don't have time to read it, but I'll just quickly go over the story.
那我没有时间读, 我就很快地讲一下这个故事。
Ezekiel is given a vision, and he sees a valley, and it's full of all dry bones.
那以西结呢, 被神给了一个预言, 一个意象, 一个谷里都是枯的,
Of course, that's a picture of Israel, scattered among the nations in unbelief, dead in their trespasses and sins.
那这就是一个以色列的预表的图像, 那他们呢今天分散在全地, 但都是不信的,
And God asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones live?
那神就问以西结, 说, 这些枯干的骨头能活吗?
And Ezekiel says, only you know, Lord.
那以西结说呢, 只有你知道, 主啊。
And then God tells him to prophesy that those bones had come together, and they began to come together.
神就告以西结呢, 去预言, 这些骨头能连起来, 那骨头真的就连起来了。
Bone and bone, sinew and sinew, skin and skin.
那骨接上骨, 筋, 接上筋啊, 那上面又遮上皮。
But in verse 8, we read there was no life in them.
但是从第八节我们看见呢, 虽然如, That's what we said.
That was Israel is going to be gathered back to the land in unbelief.
这就今天的以色列, 他们会聚集到那块地, 但是不信。
And then the Lord is going to breathe his spirit into them.
所以神呢, 要把他的灵啊, 吹到他们里面去。
And then verse 14, he says that I will put my spirit in you and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land and you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, says the Lord.
所以十四节就是那个应许了，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们要活了，我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了，这是耶和华说的。
Now Isaiah also mentions that spirit. Isaiah chapter 59.
以赛亚呢也提到了这个预言，五十九章以赛亚书。
One of the earliest mentions, Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 21.
以赛亚书五十九章的二十一节啊，这是个比较早期的提到要赐圣灵的预言。
As for me, he says in verse 21, says the Lord, as for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you and my words which I've put in your mouth. Shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore.
耶和华说，至于我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我加给你的灵所传给你的话，必不离你的口，也不离你的后裔与你后裔之后裔的口，从今直到永远，这是耶和华说的。
And then another one, Zechariah chapter 12. Zechariah 12.
我们再看一处，撒加利亚书的十二章。撒加利亚书是倒数第二个旧约，马拉基之前面。
And this is speaks again of that day, the day of the Lord.
这个是在预表预言最后的那日子啊，就是耶和华的日子。
Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10.
撒加利亚书的十二章十节。
And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son and grieve for him as one grieves.For a firstborn.
那我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀如丧独生子，又为我愁苦如丧长子。
There we see a picture of what will happen when he pours out his spirit on them. It'll be so that their hearts are broken, repentant.And then Ezekiel prophesies that God will put his spirit in them and they will actually live. They'll be born again, a nation born of God, and he will bring them back into their own land.
所以你注意呢，虽然都是讲圣灵被赐下，但是呢是神借着不同的先知讲到不同的回应，不同的现象。在这儿呢是得着这圣灵的人的反应是他是有哀伤啊，忧伤痛悔的心，他是悔改的。在以西结书讲到的呢是会重生啊，神会给他们一个新的生命啊，这些都是事实，不同的角度和方面。
And when we open up the New Testament and we begin to read in the Gospels, we encounter some of those believing Jews who were waiting for the Messiah, waiting for the day of the Lord to come, waiting for the day of deliverance.
所以当我们翻开新约圣经呢，一开始就看见呢，会有一群信的犹太人呢，他们当时一直在等候神要给他们应许的弥赛亚，应许的圣灵，因为他们熟读旧约圣经，知道那些应许的是什么。
We read of Zechariah and Elizabeth.The mother and father of John the Baptist.
那我们读到了路加福音里撒加利亚和伊丽莎白那就是施洗约翰的父母啊。
And of Joseph and Mary.
比方说呢约瑟和玛利亚他们也是。
And Simeon and Anna.
以及呢在耶稣小的时候对他说话这西缅和亚拿也是。
There was a little remnant that were waiting for the Lord to come.
所以这一群的犹太人，他们是一直在等候主的预言应许，他要来的。
And when he came, he gathered them together to himself, and they followed him.
所以当耶稣来的时候呢，他就把这群的孩子聚集起来，他们就跟随耶稣了。
And others joined him.
那其他的人呢，也加入他们。
And there in Jerusalem, they were all gathered. Most of them were gathered together. Many of them were gathered together there in Jerusalem.
所以很多的在耶路撒冷的人呢，也跟随他们。
And he baptizes them into one body.
耶稣呢，就把他们施洗进入一个身体。
But this was not Israel. This was something new. As we mentioned.
这个呢，他们就不再是以色列了。施洗成为的是一个新的。
Well, what about the hopes of the nation now?
那现在整个国家的盼望怎么办呢？
Here's a question that was probably in the minds of many.
这是一个问题啊，很多人都会想到的。
If the nation had rejected their Messiah and killed him, would God cancel the Holy Spirit program?
那如果整个国家拒绝了，也杀了耶稣，神难道会把要应许赐圣灵的计划，取消吗？
No, as I mentioned earlier, it's the, his promises will always be fulfilled.
那我们前，不可能，我们前面提到他的预言，应许一定会应验。
But the day of Pentecost was not the day of the Lord.
所以，五旬节的那一天呢，并不是旧约讲到的耶和华的日子。
We'll look at the signs of the day of the Lord, and they're much different than they were the signs of the day of Pentecost.
如果我们看耶和华的日子要出现的神迹奇事呢，和五旬节的是完全不一样的。
What they saw that day was a partial fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy.
所以那一天他们所看见的，我们回到这个问题上啊，就是《使徒行传》二章十七节，他们所看见的是旧约预言的部分应验。
If the Lord had come that day, if the day of the Lord had come on the day of Pentecost, the whole nation would have been destroyed, as we mentioned earlier.
因为呢，如果那一天就是耶和华的日子，耶稣就是那一天算作当作审判主再来的那一天，全以色列都会需要被毁灭的。
So, God delays that Old Testament prophecy of Joel. And instead now he has a unique fulfillment, a partial and unique fulfillment of it.
那耶稣呢，他在他的恩典里啊，他使得这个预言的应验啊，就是约珥书的这个预言，也就是使徒行传二章十七节的预言呢，它分两段的应验，所以呢，在那一天的五旬节那一天的应验是一个特别的部分的应验。
So if you turn now to back to the book of Acts, we'll look at the prophecy of Joel.
所以我们回到使徒行传二章十七节，这一段也是约珥书的二章的一段的话，在这被引用的。
He says in verse 15, these are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
那使徒行传二章十五节说，你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚刚到四初，这正是先知约珥所说的。
Peter is not saying that this is a fulfilled prophecy of Joel.
彼得这里并没有说，这是应验先知约珥所说的。
But he says, this phenomenon that you see here is the coming of the Holy Spirit, but it's not the fulfillment of that prophecy of Joel.
所以他这里讲的意思，这就是约珥所提到的要来的圣灵，但并不是完全应验了约珥所说的全部的事。
And that prophecy will be fulfilled in the future. Now let's just look at some of the details of the signs that will, of the, some details of that prophecy.
所以这里呢, 很多的细节是要到最后, 主耶稣第二次再来, 才会应验的, 我们稍微看一下。
You know, he says there, and it shall come to pass in the last days.
神说在末后的日子。
The last days there is not the last days of the church, because the church was just born that day.
所以他这里说呢, 末后的日子不是指教会末后的日子, 在那个时候呢, 教会刚刚, 建立嘛。
That's the latter days that are spoken of by Joel the prophet.
这个是对于先知约珥所指向的最后的日子。
The last days of the nation of Israel.
是犹太人最后的日子。
Before Messiah comes.
就是弥赛亚要来之前的最后的日子。
And notice now he says that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh.
他说我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。Now
at Pentecost, his spirit was not poured out on all flesh.
所以在五旬节的时候呢, 他的灵浇下来并不是所有凡有血气的都浇下来。There
was conditions.
是有条件的那个时候。
The Holy Spirit was offered. We see there when he concludes his sermon down in verse 38. He says, here's the conditions. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
38节,同一章,使徒行传2章38节。 也就是他讲的这一长段,彼得讲的这一长段话,最后的总结,你就会看见条件就是什么呢?就是你们个人要悔改,奉耶稣基督的名受洗,叫你们的罪得赦,就必领受所赐的圣灵。In
the last days before the coming of the Lord Jesus in power and glory after the tribulation time, he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
那注意二章十七节讲到的，其实是最后的日子，耶稣第二次再来之前的日子呢，圣灵降下来是要浇灌凡有血气的，就是全部的以色列人。But
this giving of the Spirit of God is conditional upon believing and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以这一次提到的神赐下的圣灵，也就是耶稣，彼得在这里提到的赐下的圣灵的条件是什么呢？就是要接受耶稣基督。
Another detail we'll look at in that prophecy in verse 17.
那第二个细节我们在17节看见的。
He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams.
他说你们儿女要说预言,少年人要见异象,老年人要做异梦。
Who are the young men, who are the old men, and who are the daughters, and so on?
那谁是儿女,谁是少年人,谁是老年人呢?
Joel's prophecy was to the nation of Israel. Those are Israelites. It would appear from the text.
所以显然约珥的说的对象是犹太人啊,是以色列人。 这是个很清楚的一个事实。
Now salvation will be offered to the Gentiles as we read later on. In verse 21, but those signs of dreams and visions and so on seem to be limited only to Jews at the end of the tribulation period.
所以这里呢，当然旧恩会提给外邦人的21节我们看见，但是在这里这段话呢，显然是对着犹太人，以色列人说的啊，所以这个是在大灾难的末期对着他们说的。
To say otherwise goes beyond what the scriptures say.
如果我们有其他的理解呢，就超出了圣经给我们的教导呢。
And notice the different signs from Pentecost to the day of the Lord.
那我们可以看一下那不同的异象和不同的神迹，在五旬节的时候和最后末后的，我们做一个比较。
Verse 19.
比方说十九节。
I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. And before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹。有血，有血，有火，有烟雾，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血。这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。
Now, the day of Pentecost was not the great and awesome day of the Lord.
五旬节的日子啊，显然不是主大而可畏的日子吧。
There were no signs in the heaven and the earth beneath.
因为他们没有这天上地下显而易见的奇事让我们看见，五旬节那一天没有。
Instead, there were the signs of a wind, and some fire.
就是一些什么异象呢？有一阵风，然后有火降下来。
Now, just to be clear, the day of the Lord is when the Lord Jesus Christ is manifested in power and glory, where he puts down all rule and authority and establishes his kingdom on earth.
那我们要澄清一下。耶和华的日子是最后耶稣第二次再来，要把一切地上的权柄通通放在他的权柄之下，他要带着全能下来做王的那一次审判的日子。
And there will be the judgment of the nations, and then there will be the introduction to the millennial kingdom.
所以对列国会有一个审判，同时呢，他会进到
He will rule and reign for 1,000 years.
那个时候他就会在地上做王1,000年。
So we don't want to confuse this prophecy with the promise of the Father to the church.
所以我们不要把这个混淆成为呢，耶稣或者父神给教会的应许，这是两回事。
And so he preaches there, his sermon, he continues on his sermon, and he explains who this Lord is, who they need to believe in order to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他在这儿呢，彼得他在说谁是那个主，那谁才能如何，谁才能接受这圣灵，如何接受这个圣灵，这是彼得从14节往后这篇道的他想讲的内容。
And you can read the sermon for yourself. He tells about the Lord Jesus who came with power, miracles, and that they took him and they killed him, but he rose again from the dead and is exalted at God's right hand.
那我们可以自己读哈，这一长段的彼得的讲道，他讲到了耶稣的死，他讲到了耶稣的复活，然后呢升天坐在父神的右边，他都是指着耶稣在说的。
And he concludes his sermon by in verse 32 and verse 33.
所以他结尾啊，就是他从32节到33节讲到了他的结论。
He says, this Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this, which you now see and hear.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
So this is not a fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. That's yet future.
所以这就证明了这并不是应验约珥所说的预言，约珥所说的预言全然应验，也还在未来，还没发生呢。
But he's poured out the Spirit at not on that day for a different purpose.
嗯，他的确在那一天呢，为了不同的目的呢，把旧约提到的这圣灵呢浇灌了下来。
His eternal purposes.
这样的一个目的是永恒的目的。
His eternal purposes are being fulfilled in the bride of Christ who was baptized that day into one body.
那永恒的目的就是借着圣灵呢，在那一天把他的教会，也就是新娘呢，受洗进到了一个身体啊，这是一个属天的奥秘。
And when that bride is complete,Then he's going to rapture that church to heaven to be with the Son. Then those 7 years prophesied by Daniel will begin, and they end at the day of the Lord when he will come again with his church to rule and reign forever.
所以这时间的顺序是这样，就是到最后呢，教会也就是我们这里提到五旬节受洗出来的教会，在末后的日子先要被提，耶稣把他接到自己身边，然后会在地上开启一个七年大灾难的时间，在这七年的尾巴上呢，耶稣会再回来，这就会应验在这里提到的约珥的这个日子，也就是这些预言在那个时候会全然应验。
And then he concludes.His message on the day of Pentecost that day.
所以他呢，就在那一天呢，结束了他五旬节这篇讲道。
Though the nation as a whole has been set aside, individuals are invited to receive God's offer of mercy.
这样的一个结论呢，是非常重要的。就是虽然作为一个整体，以色列人从耶稣升天之后呢，会被放到一边，在神的大的计划里。但是一个一个的犹太人呢，神依然邀请他们，就像依然邀请我们一个一个的进到单独进到教会，成为教会的一部分。啊，这个教会是属天的一个旨意和奥秘，不是地上的。以色列是地上的。
And then in verse 36, he concludes his message.
啊，那36节他就结束了他的信息。
And the message is noticed to the house of Israel. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
Now, the Holy Spirit had been working in some hearts that day.
所以从那一天开始呢，圣灵已经开始在一个一个人心里做工了。
And one of the purposes of the Holy Spirit when he comes to convict of sin, and that's what he is doing that day.
所以你看见从37节呢，就应验了旧约讲到的，那圣灵降下来呢，会要在人里面做工，让人畏罪，自己责备自己啊，就是。
Now, verse 37, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren,What shall we do?
37众人听见这话觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
And that's a question, that's the question that every sinner needs to ask.
这是每一个罪人啊，我们都应该问的问题。
What can we do before a holy and righteous God whom we've offended?
我们该做什么面对一个圣洁的公义的神，我们犯罪得罪了的那一位。
Repent, he says, and be baptized. That is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that his death was for us and we identify ourselves with him in that death. And he says, and then he says, oh, go ahead, sorry.
我们要做的就是接受他啊。就是那一位为了我们的罪死在十字架上的那一位救主啊，因为他的死呢 是为了我们的罪而付上的代价。
And so that message was for the unbelieving Israel.
所以这个信息呢是对信年轻的信靠主的信靠耶稣。
But God in his grace extended that message that was given on the day of Pentecost and today he's still preaching the same message to us Gentiles.
Eric?
Yes.
Eric, yeah, I may leave now. Yeah, maybe you continue.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, go ahead.
That message that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost to the nation of Israel, to the Jews, is now open to be preached worldwide to us Gentiles.
那天彼得的这番讲道呢，是当时是讲给不信的以色列人听的，但现在呢是敞开给我们所有的地上所有的人听的。
And today it's open that if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and repent, the Bible says that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
今天呢，这个门依然是敞开的，只要你信靠耶稣基督，接受他作为你的救主的话，你就能够领受这圣灵。
That's the great privilege that we have today of being the home of, as it were, of the Holy Spirit.
这真是我们极大的荣幸啊，我们的这身体能够成为圣灵的家啊，他住在我们里面。
So to sum up that question, Joel's prophecy, why did Peter use it on the day of Pentecost?
好，我们总结一下，为什么在五旬节这一天呢，彼得在他的讲道里面要引用这个约珥书的这个预言呢？
The nation of Israel were familiar with the prophecies, and they knew that there was going to be a coming Holy Spirit. And so Peter used that as to tell them that that's the same spirit that was promised them had been given today.
因为以色列人呢，他们是熟悉旧约的预言的，他们知道有一天呢，圣灵会赐下，所以这个是他们知道的。所以彼得在这里面呢，就引用了这个约珥书的这段话呢，是告诉他们在等待的那个圣灵呢，今天呢已经降临了，以这种方式降临了。
The second question that we have that our brother had, and if you do have any further questions, you can pass them on to Halong. But I'll take up the other question, and it's found in John chapter 20.
弟兄们问的第二个问题呢，是约翰福音二十章里的，就是如果大家关于圣灵还有什么其他的问题呢，也可以告诉何浪，何浪会转告给这个 Eric 的。约翰福音二十章。
Yeah, if things aren't absolutely clear, please ask the question. Their questions are valuable.
所以请大家呢多问问题，因为问题呢是很宝贵的，很有价值的。
Now another question that this brother had is another good question relating to the Holy Spirit.
这个问题呢也是一个弟兄问的，也是一个非常好的关于圣灵的一个问题。
John chapter 20 and verse 22.
约翰福音的二十章的二十二节。
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
说了这话，就像他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
Now it seems a little strange that the Lord would say that.
处在这里说这句话呢，好像看上去有一点奇怪。
Again, we need to look at the context.
同样我们还得再看一下这上下文。
For 3 long years, the Lord Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, had been with his disciples.
这位道成肉身的神的圣子跟这些门徒们已经一起共度了3年半的时光了。And
from early morning till sometimes all night long, he had been with them.
从清早有的时候一直要到深夜, 主耶稣都一直跟他们在一起, 每一天都这样。
He had trained them just like he was training little children. He used to call them sometimes little children.
主耶稣就像训练小孩子一样训练他们, 甚至主耶稣有的时候就叫他们小子。
He never failed them once.
他从来没有让他们失望过一次。
He was the perfect teacher and guide and shepherd.
他是那最完美的老师, 向导和牧羊人。
If they were hungry, he could feed a multitude.
如果他们饿了, 主能够喂饱很多很多的人。
If there was any sickness or sorrow, there was the compassionate one to look after every need.
如果他们有生病的, 有忧伤的, 这位, 蛮有爱的主呢, 他会满足他们一切的需要。
And he talked about a wonderful kingdom that his father has in heaven.
他也给他们讲, 在天上他的父有一个美好的国度在天上。
And he showed the powers of that kingdom by healing the blind and the lame and all who were sick, raising the dead.
他也通过使瞎子看见，使瘸子行走，医治所有生病的，甚至使死人复活等等这些神迹，向他们显明这个天上的国的能力。And
the glorious kingdom that the prophets had promised, they had visions of reigning with him in the future.
而且这个将来这个国度的荣耀呢，他也向他们显明了，将来他们也会跟他一起在这个国里掌权。
And now he tells them, at a certain point in his ministry, that he's going to be killed.
然后呢，在现在在他服侍的某一个时点呢，他要告诉这些门徒，他将要被杀害。
But they don't understand what he's talking about.
这些门徒完全不明白主在说什么。
How could he that raised the dead be killed?
他这个能使死人复活的人怎么能够被杀呢？
And how could he who was able to answer every question of the religious authorities, how could they take him?
他能够回答这些宗教领袖所有刁难的问题的这一位人，他怎么能够被他们抓住呢？
Now he tells them, it's near the end, it's the last week. And he's in the upper room and they're celebrating the Passover together.
现在到了这主耶稣在这地上的最后一个星期的最后的一段时间了，他们一起呢在这个马可楼上，在一间大楼上面共同庆祝逾越节，在吃逾越节的晚餐。
And then if you turn to John chapter 13 and verse 33.
大家可以翻到约翰福音13章的36节。
He says to them, little children,
33节,
I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, where I'm going, you cannot come.
33节, 小子们, 我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。 这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。Where
he was going, they wouldn't be able to come then. Because he was...
他所去的地方,他们还不能去。He
would have to die and rise again to make a new and living way whereby men and women are able to come into God's presence.
因为他要死然后复活为所有的世上的人类铺就一条又新又活的路让人们可以来到神的面前。
And so when he tells them that he's going away and they can't come with him, we read in the next chapter, verse 14, that they are very troubled.
当主跟他说 他要去的地方门徒们不能去的时候呢，在下一章14章里面呢，这个14节门徒就非常的忧伤了。
They were so troubled by this. What were they thinking? Their hope of the kingdom was gone.
14章的一节啊，他那时候门徒心里都在忧愁。他们为什么忧愁呢？因为他们关于这个未来的国度的盼望没有了。
They depended upon him for everything.
因为他们是依靠主的，一切事情都依靠主。
He was the glue that bound them together.
他是那个像胶水一样把所有的门徒连在一起的那一位。
They had no common interests other than the fact that he was their common interest.
他们彼此之间并没有什么他们对彼此不感兴趣，他们的共同的兴趣都在主身上。
And now he says he's going away and they're very troubled.
所以当主跟他们说他要走的时候呢，他们心里就非常忧伤了。
And so now he reassures them in chapter 14, don't let your heart be troubled.You believe in God, believe also in me.
所以这就是为什么在14章1节里面呢，主就安慰他们说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
He says, while I'm going away, I'm going to prepare a place for you, verse 2.
第二节他说，我去原是为你们预备地方去。
Or in my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, verse 3.And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you might be also.
14章的二节三节，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
So he reassures them that he's leaving for a purpose.But that he will come back again and receive him to himself.
主在这里呢，再次的告诉门徒呢，他要去，是有一个特别的目的的，而且他去了以后还会再回来的。
He's not coming as the Son of Man back to judge the earth by appearing in glory with power to govern the earth. That's not what he's talking about.
他这里面讲的他再来啊，不是指他最后以这个全能的形象做王的形象来审判和统治全地的，这个不是他在这里讲的他那个再来的意思。
He says, but I'm going to personally receive you to myself in the Father's house.
他说的是他会来把他们接到自己的父的家里，他个人要来接他们回到父的家里。
Now,In the meantime, what will happen to them between the time he goes away and the time he returns for them?
那同时对于这些门徒们来说，在主离开和他再来接他们之间，他们发生了什么呢？
Now we know from our perspective that after 50 days on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit would come and indwell believers.And that is the spirit of Christ as well. He's with us now.
当然从我们现在角度我们知道就是主升天以后50天以后呢圣灵降下来然后住在他里面就相当圣灵住在我里面住在我们里面就相当于主时时刻刻跟我们在一起了。
And he's not just in one place at a time and one like he was when he was in his incarnate body.But now in exaltation, he can be everywhere at once.
而且呢圣灵呢比主当时自己道成肉身在地上的时候有优势因为当时主在地上的时候他 一个时点只能在一个地方，但是圣灵呢，因着他的能力，他可以无处不在，无时不在。
And he's still our center.
今天他依然是我们的中心。
And every one of us can, that trusts the Lord Jesus Christ can look to him as the center of our being.
我们每一个信靠他的人呢，都可以仰望他，让他成为我们生命的中心。
He's the center of our gatherings together.
我们聚会呢，也是以他为中心来聚会的。
But Pentecost is still 50 days away.
但是对门徒来说呢，五旬节还是50天以后的事情。
The whole time after the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ was a time of grave danger for the disciples.
在主被钉十字架以后的这段时间呢，对门徒来说呢，是极度危险的一段时间。
Where would they go without him?
如果没有主，他们能去哪里呢？
They had nothing to hold them together.
而且也没有什么把他们能够凝聚在一起的力量了。
Already, one had betrayed the Lord, had given up.
而且其中有一个人已经放弃，他已经背叛主了。
What would happen to them? You can imagine what would happen for 50 days. That's almost 2 months.
所以大家可以想象一下，那些门徒在这未来的这五十天，将近快两个月的日子里，他们该怎么办呢？他们该会发生什么呢？
So what he does in chapter 14 of John.He reassures them and promises that another helper will be with them. John 14, verse 16.
所以在约翰福音14章的16节呢，主在这里呢，就再一次的告诉门徒，他还会再付另外会赐给他们一位保惠师与他们同在的。
Well, let's keep in mind that this was the night before his crucifixion when he'd go away.
我们要记得啊，这个时候呢，是主在被卖的，就被逮捕的那前夜。
And even though he's
上十字架的前夜。
And even though he's facing that false trial and his betrayed by Judas, his false trial, his crucifixion, painful death, separation on the cross from his father. With all that in mind, he still was able to pray for his disciples.
虽然主这个时候呢，他清楚的知道他将要经历的是犹大的背叛，是那个在犹太宗教领袖面前的假的审讯，然后他要被钉死在十字架上，还要痛苦忍受身体的痛苦，还要忍受和神的在最终的分离。尽管他心里知道他一切将要发生的这一切悲惨的事，但他依然现在还能为门徒们祷告。
And he says in verse 16, And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth.
十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。
And then in verse 17, he continues and says, Whom the world cannot receive, because it neither knows him, nor neither sees him, nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells, number one, with you, and will be in you.
十七节，这就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他。第一，因为他要与你们他要在你们里面；第二，他常与你们同在。他英文的语序是反过来的。
Now we have a little clue to understanding the meaning of that verse of when he breathed the Holy Spirit upon them.
现在我们可能有那么一点点线索明白，就是他说吹一口气向你们受圣灵是什么意思了。
Notice what he says in verse 17, that the Holy Spirit, he dwells with you and will be in you.
因为他提到圣灵呢，要常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Now, the Holy Spirit was not sent to indwell until the Lord Jesus was glorified and he sent the promise of the Father upon them.
在主耶稣他得了荣耀之前，然后父按照他的应许赐下圣灵之前呢，圣灵都是不能住在内住在人的里面的。
Then he would dwell in them, but in the meantime, they would need the Holy Spirit's power to be with them.
然后他才能够圣灵才能够住在他们里面，但同时呢，他们也现在也需要圣灵的能力。
They would need special power for the next 50 days.
因为这些门徒呢，他在这中间的这五十天里面，他需要一些特别的能力。
Turn over to Acts chapter 1 and verse 5 just to review that.
我们翻到使徒行传的一章五节，我们再复习一下。
Verse 4, being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
我们读四节和五节，使徒行传一章四节和五节，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Now he had told them that he was going to go away, and he did go away.
主耶稣已经告诉门徒们他要走了，而他现在真的要走了。
And that must have been the hardest 2 days of the disciples' lives, 3 days.
他被钉十字架到复活之前的这三天，可能对门徒来说是最艰难的三天。
Witnessing the crucifixion of their Lord.
他们亲眼看见他们的主被钉在十字架上。
The evaporation of all their hopes in the Messiah.
他们关于弥赛亚的所有的盼望都烟消云散了。
You remember the two on the road to Emmaus when he drew near, they were heading back from Jerusalem after the crucifixion.
大家还记得那两个人门徒走在以马忤斯的路上的两个门徒吗？主靠近他们，他们就是刚刚从耶路撒冷目睹了耶稣钉十字架以后离开的。
And Jesus, risen from the dead, comes along, walks alongside them.
然后这个时候主耶稣已经从死里复活了，他现在就走在他们两个的身旁。
And he asks them, what are you talking about as you walk along and look so sad?
然后主就问他们，他说你们一路在谈论些什么呢？你们看起来很忧愁啊。
And they said, we thought it was he that was going to restore the kingdom to Israel.
他们说我们本来期盼的就是他呀，能够重建我们以色列国的就是他呀。
And so the expectations of all those disciples, they were completely dashed to the ground.
所以这些门徒们所有的期盼呢，都被踩在了脚下。
That evening, he appeared to his disciples. Again, John chapter 20.
我们再回到约翰福音的二十章，就在他复活的那天的晚上，当天的晚上。
And verse 19.
十九节。
It's the day of resurrection.
这是复活的那天。
It says, then at the same day at evening, being the first day of the week when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。
Again, he takes the place, the central place.
现在主再一次的站在了那个中心的门徒的中心的位置上。
And then in verse 20, it says, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
20节说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
My, oh my, would they ever be glad to see the Lord?
的确，他们看见主一定会非常的喜乐的。
So, the Lord Jesus in verse 21 said to them again, Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
21节，耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Then he, when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
22节说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
Now, this seems to be at odds with the fact that he later tells them to stay in Jerusalem until they receive the Holy Spirit.
这看起来有点奇怪啊，因为刚才我们读到《使徒行传》的时候，主才告诉他们要在耶路撒冷等着，等着接受圣灵的能力，怎么现在这里就让他们受圣灵呢？
Now, did they receive the Holy Spirit on that first resurrection night?
是在主复活的那天晚上，他们就受了圣灵了吗？
The answer to that is found in the fact that the word in the Greek has no article.
In other words,
let me just explain a little bit more here for just try to explain it. They would need special power for the next 50 days.
他们接下去的50天呢，需要一种特别的能力。
They would need the power of the Holy Spirit to be with them to carry them over until they would be indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
他们需要呢，这个圣灵的能力呢，与他们同在，一直呢，保守他们，一直到他们能够领受圣灵内住在他们里面的那一天。
So what the word says there in verse 21, when he says receive the Holy Spirit in our Bibles, the definite article is there. However, in the original Greek, there is no article at all, which changes the meaning slightly. And I'll explain.
Okay, 22节呢，这个在英文里面，他说你们领受圣灵，在这个英文里面，这是有一个圣灵前面有一个定冠词 the 的，当然中文是显示不出来啊，但是呢，这个在希腊不是在希腊的原文里面呢，这个里面这个地方提到的那个受圣灵呢，这个圣灵前面是没有冠词的，所以这就使它的意思呢有了一点细微的差别。
好。In Chinese, you've got the definite article, right?
No.
You don't use a definite
article? We don't have article. We don't have that kind of word.
Okay. In the Greek, they use a definite article. The Holy Spirit refers to the person himself, the person of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. 我们中文啊，是我们这个语言没有冠词，但是呢这个希腊这个语言有冠词，而且它是如果是 the 就是这个定冠词的话呢 ，the Holy Spirit 指的是那个有就是那个圣灵那位人，就是那个神这个第三位一体里面那个第三位位格的神。
Now, in the Greek without the article, it doesn't refer to the person, but rather to his operations, his powers.Or his ministry.
Okay. 然后如果在希腊语里面呢，这个圣灵前面不 不加这个冠词呢，它就不是指这个圣灵这个这位神了，三位一体的这位神了，而是指他的工作、他的能力和他的运行、他的运作。
So, in the original language, literally translated into English, it would read, "Receive Holy Spirit." In other words, receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit, His power. It would come upon them, but would not come in them. That's the truth of it.
就如果我们完全的是直译从希腊文直译成英文的话呢，应该是说 receive Holy Spirit， 没有那个 the。那这个意思呢，就不是说把圣灵接到他们心里，而是不是他们领受圣灵，而是使这个圣灵的工作、圣灵的能力临到他们身上。
So at that time, they would need that special ministry of the Holy Spirit to enable them to continue on for that length of time until they received power from on high and would be indwelt then forever.
所以对于门徒来说，在那段时间，就是这五十天里面呢，他们需要这个圣灵的这个特别的能力，能够一直保守他们到五旬节的那一天，直到他们领了从上面来的能力，而且这个圣灵呢内住在他们里面。
Now there's many Old Testament examples of men and women being having the Spirit of God come upon them.
在旧约里面就有很多的男人女人，他们都有这样的经历，就是神的灵临到他们。
David, of course, being one great example.
大卫就是一个很伟大的例子。
And they depended upon the Holy Spirit's power in their lives to live a godly life. David prayed, "Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me."
他像大卫这样的人呢，他们是要依靠圣灵的能力呢，才能在地上活出一个敬虔的生活呢。所以大卫才会祷告说，主啊，求你不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Now, Luke records this same event, I believe. If you turn to Luke chapter 24, please.
路加呢好像也记载了这同样的事。我们翻到路加福音的24章。
Luke chapter 24 and verse 45.
45节。
Verse 49, sorry.
49节。
Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. That's referring there to what John is talking about, recorded by John. He breathed on them the Holy Spirit. The promise of the Father would come upon them until, he says, they are endued with power from on high.
49节，前半段他说，主说，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。这里面说的降在你们身上呢，指的就是刚才约翰福音20章22节里面，主向他们吹一口气说你们受圣灵，就是这个同样的意思。然后接着他说，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
And so Luke confirms what John records there. The promise of the Father would be upon them to aid them, to help them, to encourage them until they receive the permanent Holy Spirit that would be resident within them forever.
所以你看路加福音的这一段呢，这些经文呢也印证了约翰福音刚才讲的那个事情，就是在这五十天当中呢，主耶稣要把父所应许的那个圣灵的能力落在他们的身上，以呢保守他们鼓励他们，帮助他们，直到他们在五旬节的那一天呢，最终领受那个圣灵内住在他们里面，最终得着所应许的圣灵内住在他们里面的时候。
I hope that these answers might be of help to you in your Christian life. Mr. Summers, if you would just commend us to the Lord or have a give us a last word, please.
希望刚才的问题的回答呢，对大家的基督徒的生活能够有所帮助。现在我们请 Harold 给大家看看有没有补充的，还做一个结束的祷告。
Very good. We've considered a couple of difficult issues this evening, and we're thankful for the answers of Scripture.
我们今天晚上呢讨论了两个比较难解的这个地方啊，感谢这个从圣经里面得到的回答。
In particular, regarding the first question, we're so thankful that the Holy Spirit was given and not the judgments of the day of the Lord at Pentecost.
在回答第一个问题的时候，我们特别感恩，就是在五旬节那一天啊，降下来的是在神的恩典里降下的是圣灵，而不是审判。
What a privilege it is for us to have the Holy Spirit.
我们能有圣灵住在我们里面，这是多么大的荣幸啊。
And we're thankful regarding the second question that the Holy Spirit is given to us not just on occasion, not just for a specific purpose, but he is given to us for our continual help during our entire Christian life.
在刚才从第二个问题的回答里面呢，我们也非常感恩。现在对于我们来说呢，圣灵不是只是有时候临到，或者在一些特殊的事件当中才给我们能力，而是圣灵持续的在我们里面，在我们基督徒的一生中都帮助我们。
And the implication from both of these issues is that we are a most privileged people.To enjoy, to have, and to enjoy the great blessings of the Holy Spirit of God.
从这两个问题得出的结论呢，都是我们是最有福的一群人呢，我们能够得着圣灵的祝福。
So let's pray and pray that the Lord will bless us and use the Holy Spirit of God in us and through us.
我们一起祷告，求主能够借着圣灵啊使用我们。在我们里面做工，也借着我们做工。
Lord, we are thankful that sinful people like us, having received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, could be partakers of and have living in us the very Holy Spirit of God.
主啊，像我们这样的罪人，当我们接受了耶稣基督以后，我们竟然有神的灵住在我们里面，我们是多么的感恩。
Lord, our prayer is that we will not only appreciate him and benefit from him, we pray that we might also obey and follow him.
我们的祷告是我们不仅要感谢他也蒙他的祝福，而更重要的是顺服他，跟随他。
Help us to be humble before the Spirit of God so that he is not grieved by our behavior.
愿我们在圣灵面前谦卑，使他不至于因为我们的行为而感到忧伤。
And Lord, each of us would pray as well that you would, by the power of the Spirit of God, take us up and use us for your glory.
主啊，我们每个人的祷告就是主啊，求你能够使用我们，使我们能够兴起，能够被您所使用。
So Lord, we are thankful. We give you thanks again this evening, and we just commit ourselves to you.
我们今天晚上再次的感谢你，也把自己交在你的手里。
Bless us each one. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
祝福我们每一个人，我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.